With her latest album, Hello Beautiful, now out and a live performance coming to the Forum in Tunbridge Wells on the 21st of May, we pick up on discussing songwriting, the album experience, grassroots venues, and why live music still matters.
Returning to independent venues like the Forum here in Tunbridge Wells, these venues, are they important to bands like yourself? I mean, would you prefer a large venue or do you prefer the more intimate venues?
Personally, I'm not a fan of big venues. I've been to see a lot of my favourite acts in big venues and I end up going early because I just find them a bit sanitised, I suppose. Is that the word? I love music festivals. I love being outside and listening to music. And from being a youngster when I used to go to punk gigs, I love small rock and roll venues. So the answer to your question, I prefer smaller venues because you get an atmosphere. With bigger venues, I think that gets lost. I do think it gets lost. I think it's a money-making thing.
Well, it's lovely to go back to the Forum in Tunbridge Wells because that's been on the circuit for years. Since we played there back in 93, 94. We just played King Tut's in Glasgow. And again, it's been around since the start of the 90s and they're still going and they're vitally important. I mean, what's good about a Forum in Tunbridge Wells is because that circuit, where unfortunately a lot of the venues aren't there anymore, like Moles in Bath, the Princess Charlotte in Leicester and Duke of York in Leeds, these venues that were there, it was called the Toilet Circuit. And I think it was probably because the Forum in Tunbridge Wells used to be a public convenience. The building used to be a toilet. I don't think that's the reason why it's called the Toilet Circuit. But it's great to go back there, you know, because it's vital. It's vital for young bands to have somewhere in a town to play. So it's great to be able to go to these places to support the venues, you know.
I guess more of an intimate feeling, and you feel more connected with the band from my perspective, from an audience perspective, when it's a smaller intimate versus a large one where you get lost in the crowds.
And you can hear everybody singing in a big festival because in big venues, you hear everybody singing along next to them. And if they're not a very good singer, it can ruin your night.
That's for sure. But when audiences come to see Dodgy live now, do you feel people are coming for the nostalgia or listeners just discovering you for the first time? Do you feel it's a mix?
I just think it's a mix. I think people come for, you know, people... There is obviously nostalgia. People will come when they were in Glasgow the other day going, I haven't seen you since 94 or something like that. So there's a hint of nostalgia. But then people that have been with us all that time, they're really excited to hear the new stuff. So, and bring their kids who have been brought up on that music. It's like a mixture of everything, really.
And also, well, you know, this tour we're on at the moment is specifically the new album tour. So I think people buying tickets... I'm going to expect that we're going to be playing some new songs from the album. We're playing 7 new songs from the album, which is 7 nights of the album. And it's great. It's fitting in and it fits in with all the older stuff. We've got a tour later in the year where it's the 30th anniversary of a 3-piece suite, which was, you know, essentially our most successful album. And that's going to be blatantly about nostalgia. And I think it's great that we can straddle both ideas and not feel bad about it or not feel like we're shortchanging anyone or shortchanging ourselves. We've got the new album here, which is going to be in smaller venues because more people is just the way it is. People love to be able to do nostalgia. And we're going to be doing that later on in the year. So we've got both things going on.
Yeah. Well, finally, after more than 30 years of music, what's next for Dodgy? Is there another soundtrack to a movie? I'm sure everyone would like to know.
I don't think I've got a next in my head at the moment. I think I'm like, sort of, I realised that I can't move on until I've done the thing that I'm supposed to have done. Like recording the album, I couldn't do things until the album was finished and then I can go and mow the lawn or something. But I just feel that, like, I'm in that area between, like, we've still got a lot of work to do with this record. And obviously with the way that promotion of music has changed, we still have a lot of pushing to do. So we're going to try and milk this album as much as we can, all the way to the dairy and back.
We've just got new management as well, which is Anna McGee from the 90s, from Creation. And that's the next step. And that's lovely, you know, because we did the album under our own steam and put it all together and they've just come on board and we'll see what happens over the next few years. We don't know. And that's the beauty of it. We just don't know what's going to happen.
For me, the important thing for me is we're releasing Summer Forever, our new single, at the end of the month. And that would be great if we could get that on radio. And like we did with Staying Out for the Summer and Good Enough, because they're all like summery hits. So that would be my goal, really.
Well, I have to say that we will be playing all of the songs as much as we can, because I've heard some, and I have to say that it gives me a great feeling. Thank you so much for recreating and re-establishing everything that you've brought to all of us for the past 30 years.
Well, thank you, Mona. It's lovely to say. Thank you.
Well, Nigel, Matt, thanks so much for your time. Everyone's looking forward to your music. You'll be at the Forum on the 21st. So well done on really spreading all the love of the music that you've got.
I'm Mona Shanae, and you've been listening to my conversation with Dodgy here on West Kent Radio. Dodgy performs live at the Forum 21st of May, and their latest album, Hello Beautiful, is out now. For more interviews, music, local conversations, keep listening to West Kent Radio on FM, DAB+, online, and on your smart speaker.